Well, Jason, here we are talking about the world of business. And the business we are highlighting today is a business that encourages you to be seen.
Absolutely. High visibility.
High visibility.
Definitely high visibility. We are talking, of course, about Sports Accessories, a little business that Brian Cox and his mother, Alice, opened up 25 years ago.
Has it been 25 years? Are you serious?
Yeah, they opened up. Originally, it's kind of interesting. You know, Brian, of course, is an athlete, played in high school, played for the Aggies. And when he was in high school, he said it was kind of hard here in Las Cruces for the teams to find their gear. They couldn't get the uniforms, needed pads, needed things like that. So he and his mom opened up Sports Accessories to sort of fill that hole. They offered, you know, shoes, gloves, bats, pads, things like that at the start. And they were selling uniforms as well. But, you know, 2008 hit. We had that economic downturn. And if you're going to survive, you got to diversify. So that's what they did. They still order gear. But the bulk of the space, if you walk into the shop on North Solano, you can tell what they're all about because it's taken over by apparel and uniforms, business shirts, banners, and as the way Brian puts it, not just your college shirts and high school shirts. They do custom orders.
Mm-hmm.
And they become really well known, especially here in town, suppliers of Aggie gear. They followed the university around to out-of-town events. They went with Aggie basketball to Albuquerque when they play at the Santa Ana Star. They trekked with the baseball team to Roswell for some games. And most recently, they followed the Aggies on their trip to the Arizona Bowl.
Oh, no kidding. They actually went along with.
They got to pack up all their gear and go to Arizona. They were staged at a bar called Gentle Ben's, sold a lot of gear there. They were at the tailgate party selling gear. And Brian said they've had still orders from the bowl game shirts that they're shipping out all across the country.
You know, what makes this story so amazing is to realize what a little winning does for the economy.
Oh, man, major boom. I didn't ask him exactly how well he did on that, but he did tell me that, you know, the people were, the way he put it, very thirsty for Aggie gear.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great.
And they do, one neat thing they do is club sports for, like, fundraisers. You can go in, have them design things, and then start your fundraiser. But what they'll do is they order, get the orders online, so you can take your orders from the alumni everywhere across the U.S. They'll go ahead and produce however many of the items that you need, package them, sort them, get them ready for shipping, even ship them if you need to. So it makes it really easy on the people that are putting on these fundraisers. Because, you know, if you're a parent and you've got a kid in a sports club, it takes a lot of work and a lot of your time to sort of keep that going. They also offer that's available under boosterclubsales.com. On their website, sportsaccessories.biz, you can design your own shirts, which I thought was kind of interesting because I have little to no artistic ability whatsoever. And this is a great way to go in and design your logo for your business, get it all set, get your order put in online. And they've got a really good system now with their inventory where they can turn orders 2 to 5 days if you need to. So really, really good to see them doing well. They've expanded. They've now got 17 employees and a full graphic arts department. So it's great to see from, you know, selling gloves and bats to the success that they've become. They're a great Las Cruces institution.
I used them about 10 years ago when I, in one of my many business incarnations, I decided I was going to be a T-shirt designer.
Yeah.
And I used them to print up my T-shirts.
Yeah, custom orders.
So good luck to them. Congratulations. 25 years. Let's talk about marketing. Marketing the monument.
Marketing the monument. You know, our monument over the weekend got a little bit of rain. Very nice time for people to get out, see things start greening up. But one of the impacts that Kerry Hamlin from the Green Chamber is talking about in this week's Biz Tab is marketing the monument and integrating the monument with your business, whether it's through art or offering goods and services that are specifically designed for the monument. And we've got a lot of businesses here in town that are now becoming really good stewards. And one of the things Kerry talks about is the fact that we have to be good stewards of the monument because now it impacts our bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
It's really part of our advertising. It's part of marketing the city as a whole. And the Green Chamber has put together a really awesome OMDP marketing toolkit. It's got all sorts of tips. It gives some great examples of how some of the other businesses have incorporated the monument. And you can check them out at locallascruces.com.
Let's talk about myths, about in particular Myths about nonprofits.
Myths about nonprofits. Nancy Barnes-Smith this week. She is talking about four myths that people have about nonprofits. The first, people think nonprofits can't be sued and board members can't be sued.
Oh, yeah.
They can. So you need to make sure you're running your nonprofit correctly. That involves myth two, which you need policies. If the myth is that if you don't have, if you have bylaws, you don't need policies. Not true. You've got to have those policies to keep everything in line. Small boards should also have committees, and they also, this was interesting, they can lobby. That's another common myth, and she will address that in the BizTab.
Read all about it. Thank you, Jason.
My pleasure.